BBC.
Hello, and thank you for downloading Sporting Witness from the BBC World Service. Today we go back to the Winter Olympics of 1976 and one of the most exciting downhill ski races of all time. I'm Simon Watts, and in 2014 I spoke to the legendary Austrian skier Franz Klammer. It's the 5th of February 1976, the Patschakoffel ski run in Innsbruck. The whole of Austria holds its breath as local hero Franz Klammer goes for Olympic glory.
I was going through emotions, you know, some high emotions, and they said, well, I can do it, I will do it. Next moment I was just down and said, well, there's no chance. But then the thing is, once I went into the starting gate, 5 seconds to go, I'm totally concentrated. There, I was ready to risk everything. And I didn't want to look in the mirror next day and say, well, Franz, you were a coward, you didn't dare to go for it.
It was that mixture of daring and talent that had made Franz Klammer the greatest downhill skier of his generation. Born into a farming family in the Alps, he was already smashing records on the world's fastest runs in his early 20s. At Innsbruck, Austrians expected Klammer to pulverise the rest of the field.
Austria is a very small nation. We have very few sports where we are world class. Austrians are very proud of their skiers. That's why they started to call me the Kaiser. And now I'm coming in to the Olympics as the clear favorite. Mm. I had to win it for my own sake.
Why do you think you were so much faster than any other skier at that time?
I was technically very sound. But then I had parts on the down, especially the difficult turns, where I risked more, as I knew exactly here, do something different than the others, and then I will pick up a lot of time there. So,
and physically, you seem to be much stronger than everybody else, or certainly skiers of a previous generation.
Physically, I was very, very strong. So I grew up cutting trees, basically, from early morning dawn to dusk, yeah.
In the 1976 Games, the ski Kaiser would need all his strength and courage to get his gold. In downhill races, the draw is vital, and it had gone against the Austrian.
If the conditions, like in Innsbruck, icy, rough conditions, I'd like to have an early number, ideally a number 3. 2 guys down, and then you set the pace. That's what I like to do. But it was exactly the opposite. So I got number 15. So, and Bernhard Russi got number 3, my favorite number.
Russi of Switzerland took full advantage of his draw and posted an excellent time. Then, as Klammer headed up to the start, the conditions on the course began to deteriorate. The Austrian could hear how the rest of the field were doing, and they were all going much slower than Bernhard Russi.
The announcer was announcing it very dramatically, and I said, wow, sensational, very good race, but 1.5 seconds behind Russi. I said, oh my God, how can I do that? Mm. How can I possibly beat him?
Because Russi, who gone third, he said a very good, very good time.
He did exactly what I wanted to do and put the pressure on me.
Klammer stood at the starting gate in a bright yellow ski suit. Lying ahead was a difficult 3 kilometre run, which the skiers were flying down at over 100 kilometres an hour, twisting and turning round every bend. The Kaiser's tactics were to improvise.
I'm inspecting the course, everything is memorised and everything is in your brain. You know almost every bump. That's an ideal line, but if you stick on the ideal line, you're kind of skiing slow, because you're not carrying enough speed. Sometimes it's good when you jump farther than the others, or you get thrown off the line, and you just have to improvise. And especially downhill, it's very important that you can be flexible.
So were you feeling nervous?
I'm nervous. And I think without these butterflies, these famous butterflies, you cannot perform. There's not enough tension in your body. But then the thing is, once I went into the starting gate, I knew I'm going to win that race. I knew. That's the right time, and let's do it.
After using all his strength to push off from the start, Klammer headed for the first gate at full tilt and very nearly fell.
In training, there was never a rut. And in the race, there was a little bit in the shadow, and I didn't see this rut. And I caught my ski, I got it up in the air, and I was skiing straight toward the fence. Okay, I recovered nicely from that.
Throughout the race, the Austrian fans held their breath. Klammer seemed constantly on the edge of disaster, his skis flailing wildly like a cartoon character.
Some turns I went just too straight, and some jumps I was just skiing too close to the bump, and then I was thrown off, and that was also my advantage. Usually when I made a mistake, I was getting in faster.
The roller coaster run was almost too much for the crowd to watch. But as the Austrian fans rang their cowbells, Klammer pushed the limits even further, clipping every gate, almost losing his poles. But at the intermediate time check, Klammer was still behind Rusi. So on a big corner into a right-hand bend, the Kaiser took a huge gamble by suddenly deciding to go virtually off the course.
I changed the line all the way up to the fence, very, very close. In training, I never was happy with the turn anyway. So, and I said, no, I'm going to change this. It doesn't matter. Just do it. And go up there, very close to the fence, and then diving down, make this right-hander, everything fell into place. Probably is one of my best turns I have ever made.
Klammer was now catching up on Rusi, but he still needed to clear a tricky corner.
It's a kind of a blind turn and a jump, two jumps, one after another. And Rusi was a little bit conservative on that. And I think I just did it absolutely right. There was nothing in between. no paper in between.
And so you absolutely went for these jumps.
Yeah.
You kind of wobbled a bit, but you landed and got down. When you were going down the final section, did you think you'd done enough?
I was hoping. And then I went through the finishing line and looked up. I was hoping it was enough. And then I could hear the uproar and the cheer. And so then I knew I won. I just turned, stopped. Everybody was over me. It was just, everything was breaking loose.
It was pandemonium.
Yeah, it was. And then Bernhard Rusi came over. He had almost no chance to get toward me, and he congratulated me. I mean, that was a very, very sincere congratulation, and I felt touched.
There was such chaos that Klammer had to be taken off the course in an ambulance for his own safety.
I was so relieved that I have done it, because it was building up. It was building up pressure for 2 years coming to this Olympic run. And then I have done it. That's the biggest moment in my skiing career.
Franz Klammer's win at Innsbruck caused a sensation worldwide. Its mixture of daredevil risk-taking and composure under pressure sparked a surge of interest in skiing. And in Austria, his victory has become an iconic moment, replayed endlessly on television.
I still watch it very often.
You've watched it dozens, hundreds of times.
Dozens of hundred times, and I really like to watch it because I'm winning every time. So, it made skiing famous. It was for me good. It made Austria proud. It was something special.
Franz Klammer spoke to me, Simon Watts, in 2014. That's all from this edition of Sporting Witness, but next week you can hear a first-hand account of the infamous Skategate judging scandal at the 2002 Winter Olympics. Goodbye.